I got the question, a lot of my clients are late paying their bills. How do I collect the money? How do I get paid faster? I went through all of this on both the residential and the commercial side. I had the exact same problem. We were abysmal at collections. We were absolutely horrible at it. Collections were building up on us and we were not calling, or we would call and we'd call one time, they wouldn't call us back, and then we'd just ignore it and we'd forget to put them on hold or cancel them. We did a terrible job. Something that I remember going through my mind, that if you have these same thoughts, get rid of them now, and that is, I had this goal. When we started the business, my goal was to hit 1,000 clients as fast as I could. That was my goal. My goal wasn't to have a high net profit. I mean, I wanted a high net profit, but my goal was focused on client count more than it was net profit or any other single factor. And so every time we couldn't collect a bill, I'd think, oh, I don't want to cancel the client. That's going to be one less client we have, and it's going to be one less client towards my goal. And that was just insanity. And I think sometimes subconsciously we all do that. We don't want to lose a client, so we do all we can to protect the business. And so we accept the slow pays and the late pays. And that is just a terrible mistake. I've lost so much money over the years by not doing that properly. So the way you solve that problem, and we got smart about it several years ago, on the residential side of the business, we went to, you pay by credit card after we mow your lawn or after we trim your bushes or after we do the fertilization weed control. We just bill your credit card. If you want an invoice, we'll send you an invoice, paid invoice. Our computer system does it automatically. If you want an email of a paid receipt, our computer system will do that automatically. But we bill the credit card the day after service. That's the only way we'll work with you. If you want to be our client, that's how we do business. It really has cost us very few clients. And what I mean by that is very few people that we talk to on the phone will not do business with us because of that policy. It is the single best thing we ever did in our business. We get paid faster. We have very little collection issues. If somebody's credit card bounces and we can't get them to resolve it quickly, then we'll put the account on hold. It just cleared up so many problems. And one of the other things it did for us that was just huge when we were growing is it cleared up a lot of our cash flow problems. So imagine the scenario. In March, you do a whole month's worth of work. You send them a bill on April 1st. You give them 30 days to pay. And then you start to receive checks towards the end of April. That means that you have cash flowed your business all of March, all of April, and then at the end of April, you start to receive payments. So for 60 days, you've been covering expenses, you've been covering payroll, all of that before you really start to receive money. Well, when you switch your business to a system like we use, where you charge the credit card the day after service, you wipe away those cash flow problems overnight. So I recommend a policy like I'm talking about for that very reason. On the commercial side, we bill in advance. We send the invoice 15 days before. So for instance, if we're on a contract basis, with almost all of our commercial is on a contract. So if we're performing work from March till April, we send the invoice for the March work on February 15th. We generally send it 15 days in advance. We try to get paid on that work in advance of the work or by mid-month. That's our strategy there. We still do bill every 30 days on commercial, but we're billing it in advance. We're not billing it after the fact, or we're not performing the work for a month and then billing it at the end of the month. We bill it in advance. That's the only way we work. Does it cost us some accounts? Yes, but I'm willing to give up certain accounts to achieve financial stability, fast cash flow, very low collections. Now we've implemented a system where one person is in charge of collections. Our computer system tells him of the collections problem, and he just calls them and calls and stays on top of them. If they don't answer the phone, if they don't call us back, if they don't fix the problem, we put their account on hold. And we have solved our collections problems. But for years, I drug my feet on that. For years, I was afraid to switch them over to I didn't see really anybody in the industry doing it. Now I'm starting to see some companies do it, but I was afraid to come up with a different billing and collections and invoicing procedure than the rest of the industry, and that was a terrible mistake. I was very concerned about switching our clients to a credit card. I was wondering how many of our clients might not do it, how much business might we lose because prospects are unwilling to do it. It's been minimal. Some of the older clientele that calls us, 60s, 70s, 80s, the older group, they're a little more apprehensive about giving us a credit card, and so sometimes we don't win that business. Sometimes we don't ruin business from other groups of individuals, but I tend to think a lot of those people we didn't get the business from are the very people we did not want anyway. So requiring the credit card and charging it after the day of service has been phenomenal. I would highly recommend it. Billing commercial clients in advance, fantastic. I highly recommend it. So give those strategies a try. They will clear up a lot of your collections problems right before they even become a problem. And then don't be afraid to cancel clients or put clients on hold that do not resolve their bills. I hope that helps, but that's how you solve collections problems. It's worked fantastic for us. And just, you got to stay on top of it. If you can't stay on top of it, try getting a stay-at-home mom or a relative or somebody that you can hire on a part-time basis. And once a week, they go through and they call all of your clients that are slow paying and have them do it every single week. And that alone, just calling and making those calls will help. Setting the right expectation from day one when you sign up a new client, great. That'll help you tremendously. If you let clients pay slow for a year and then you try to implement a collections policy, it's going to be a little more difficult. You want to start it out and set the expectation from the beginning. Something else I want to mention, when we did switch our entire client base years ago to pay the day after service by credit card, where we automatically charge a credit card, we did grandfather in all of our existing clients. As long as they continued to pay by check on time, we continued to bill them that way. We did not go back and try to switch all of our clients to credit card. Many did. We made the offer several times and many did switch to credit card, but to this day we still have hundreds and hundreds of clients that are paying us by check every month because they pay on time and we did not try to change the way they were paying. So I hope that's helpful. Thank you.